From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo asked Papuans to monitor development budget spending. Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan says investment talks with American electric vehicle producer progressing well. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has invited the people of Papua to get involved in overseeing the realization of the government spending on development projects in their region. While inaugurating the Papua Youth Creative Hub building in Papua on Tuesday, he remarked that corruption has hampered the realization of regional development throughout Indonesia. Thus, community supervision over the implementation of development projects is expected to prevent corruption. He also stated that the Papua Youth Creative Hub building is expected to serve as a space for young Papuans to develop their interests and skills in arts and entertainment, making podcasts, and many more. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan has said negotiations with an American electric car manufacturer regarding investment in Indonesia's electric vehicle ecosystem are progressing well. On the occasion, he and a number of officials from related ministries announced that the government will provide value-added tax incentives of up to 10% this year on the purchase of electric cars and buses. He also said the provision of government assistance and fiscal incentives for the purchase of electric vehicles is expected to attract investment from foreign vehicle manufacturers to Indonesia. Next, we have the Financial Services Authority, or OJK, as the chair of the 2023 ASEAN Capital Market Forum is optimistic that ASEAN and, as we say, ASEAN can script fast, inclusive, and sustainable economic growth. OJK's Chief Executive for Capital Markets, Financial Derivatives, and Carbon Exchange Supervision, Inarno Jayadi, delivered the remarks at the 38th ACMF Chairs Meeting, which was held in hybrid offline and online format in Yogyakarta recently. He emphasized in Jakarta on Tuesday that approaching 2030, OJK must be able to realize the national commitment of Nationally Determined Contributions, or NDC, on reducing greenhouse gas emissions and towards the goal of net zero emission. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi and her counterpart from Papua New Guinea, Justin Katchenko, have ratified two bilateral agreements in a meeting in Jakarta on Tuesday. One of the agreements addresses the border issue that has yet to be established until today. Minister Retno Marsudi stated in a written statement that the agreement oversees visa-free policies for diplomatic and official work passports and the basic agreement overseeing regional borders. Meanwhile, Minister Justin remarked that the agreement, which took 8 years to finalize, intends to be beneficial for both sides of the border. In terms of defense, Minister Retno said Papua New Guinea equally supports the acceleration of the ratification and said a mandatory consular notification agreement is being formulated as legal protection for Indonesian citizens. The last national news comes from the Acting Minister of Youth and Sports of Indonesia, Muhajir Effendi, who confirmed the government's position amid a string of rejections against the arrival of the Israeli under-20 football team to compete in the Under-20 World Cup, which will be held in Indonesia. Minister Effendi said this stand was expressed in a meeting between Commission 3 House legislators, the Sports and Youth Acting Minister, and the Law and Human Rights Minister on March 20. Minister Muhajir also said in a meeting aired by the House of Representatives YouTube account that Indonesian position is clear. The Indonesian government will not be edged in an inch in terms of upholding the constitution. However, the government has also committed to being the host of the event and agreed that this is a strategic event that could elevate Indonesia's honor and dignity. Now we move to the international news. Algerian President Abdelmadjid Tebboune said on Wednesday that his country's relations with Morocco had reached the point of no return. However, the Algerian president added that Algeria regrets that relations between the two neighboring countries have reached such a level. Western Sahara, a former colony of Spain, was transferred to the control of Morocco and Mauritania in 1975. A year later, the Polisario Front, a local nationalist movement, proclaimed the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic on the territory of Western Sahara. Since then, the Polisario Front has been fighting with the Moroccan forces over the control of the region. Thailand will hold elections on May 14, Election Commission Chairman Itiporn Bonprachong told Reuters on Tuesday, a day after parliament was dissolved. The announcement comes as parties step up campaigning for a nationwide electoral contest that is shaping up to be a battle between a pro-military conservative grouping led by the incumbent Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha against the largest opposition Pheu Thai Party led by the billionaire Shinawatra family. Rallies have already been underway for months, but parties are now ratcheting up effort. Pheu Thai is expected to hold events daily across Thailand featuring the daughter of former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, Paetong Tharn. We end the news with South Korea and the United States plan to hold the largest ever combined live fire drills in June to commemorate the 70th anniversary of their alliance. According to Seoul's Defense Ministry on Wednesday, the allies plan to stage the drills involving high-tech stage, I should say high-tech military equipment, to mark the 70th anniversary of the alliance and the armistice that halted the Korean War, along with various other celebratory programs. The training is a combined firepower demonstration exercise in which the South Korea and United States combine forces and join forces of land, sea, and air mobilize high-tech weapons to demonstrate the capability to retaliate against and destroy enemy provocations. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Listener commentary for today has a topic, Nyepi Day, purifying oneself and cleaning nature. Today, 23rd March 2023, Hindus celebrate the Saka New Year. In Indonesia, this commemoration is called Nyepi Day. In contrast to other New Year celebrations, which are full of excitement and crowds, Nyepi Day is actually celebrated in silence. In carrying out Nyepi, there are four things that are prohibited which are called Catur Brataya Penyepian. The four prohibitions are Amati Karya, which means not working, Amati Lelungan, which means not traveling, Amati Lelanguan, which means prohibiting having fun, and Amati Geni, which is not lighting a fire. Catur Brata Penyepian is held for 24 hours from 6 a.m. on March 22nd to 6 a.m. the next day. In Bali, where the majority of the population is Hindu, the Nyepi commemoration is very much felt. Bali, which is usually bustling, especially in tourist centers, is quiet today with no activity. Ngurah Rai Airport doesn't operate for 24 hours. It was pitch black at night because Hindus carry out Amati Geni, which means not lighting a fire, including turning on light and other electrical equipment. For Hindus, Nyepi Day is a very sacred day at the beginning of the year. They do introspection and retrospection to start the year ahead. The essence of the celebration is to purify oneself and clean nature. Not carrying out activities on Nyepi Day will certainly have a positive impact on reducing pollution. During that period, it is estimated that 1 million liters of fuel has been saved. The peak load of electricity usage is expected to fall by 40%, which means it will also have a positive impact on effort to reduce global warming. This year's celebration is even more special. Today coincides with going into the month of Ramadan, the month of Muslims fasting. This month, night worship activities, especially in mosques, will increase. Quoting Kompas.com, the provincial government, together with religious councils and socio-religious organizations in Bali, agreed on the rules for the first Taraweeh prayer, which coincide with the celebration of Nyepi Day. They agreed that Muslims could carry out the Taraweeh prayers at their respective homes or the nearest place of worship, both mosques and prayer rooms. Muslims are advised to walk quietly and not in groups when heading to places of worship to carry out congregational Taraweeh prayers. Apart from that, mosques of prayer room in Bali are also advised not to turn on loudspeakers and use lighting devices with limited lighting during the holiday of Nyepi. Strong tolerance between religious communities in Bali is shown on Nyepi Day, which of course will continue. Because the core of the implementation of self-purification worship and nature will increase tolerance and peace. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on March 22, 1945, when the Arab League was founded. The Arab League was formed by six countries, namely Egypt, Iraq, Transjordan, which is now called Jordan, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, and Syria on March 22, 1945. Yemen then joined on May 5, 1945. The aim of the Arab League at the time it was founded was to strengthen and coordinate programs, political, cultural, economic, and social members, and to arbitrate disputes between them or between the third parties. Currently, the League has 22 members, but Syria's participation has been suspended since November 2011. Now we move to March 22, 1992, about World Water Day. World Water Day is a commemoration aimed at efforts to attract public attention to the importance of clean water and awareness efforts for the sustainable management of clean water sources. World Water Day is celebrated every March 22nd. This commemorative initiative was announced at the 47th UN General Assembly on December 22, 1992, in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Every year, World Water Day has a special theme. We end today in history with March 22, 2016, about Brussels bombings. On March 22, 2016, three explosions occurred in Brussels, Belgium, two at Brussels Airport and one at the Malbeek underground station. At least 35 people were killed, including the three perpetrators, and dozens were injured. Authorities suspended all air traffic to Brussels Airport and evacuated the passengers. The Berlaymont building, a building near Malbeek station, which is also the headquarters of the European Commission, was immediately closed. Belgian police exploded suspicious objects around the Malbeek station. ISIS claimed responsibility for the attack. Well, listener, that was today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Airlangga Hartarto, said 100,000 oil palm seeds that have germinated were sent to Honduras and were given to anticipate a food crisis that could potentially hit the world. The assistance was provided by the governments of Indonesia and Malaysia through the Council of Palm Oil Producing Country, or CPOPC, to help hundreds of small Honduran farmers affected by the storms in 2020. In the press release of the Coordinating Minister of Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, when delivering a virtual keynote speech at the shipment ceremony of germinated seeds delivery to Honduras on Monday, said the donation initiative is very appropriate to show Indonesia's commitment to collaborate and solidarity among palm oil producing countries. On the occasion, Airlangga said palm oil is one of the commodities that can produce edible oil and has the potential to become an important solution to the food crisis. Airlangga also welcomed Honduras as a new member of CPOPC and expressed his appreciation to various related parties who had ensured seed availability, administrative completeness, and timely logistics for the smooth delivery of these germinated seeds. He also affirmed again the importance of strengthening alliances among palm oil producing countries and so that CPOPC can take a bigger role in the future. He said this effort of germinated seeds must be seen as one step for the journey of 1,000 miles to come.
Sejak kau ada di dunia, aku tak menyangka. Tapi aku percaya, dan waktu terus berlalu, kau buat semuanya. Kulihat keajaiban, oh yeah. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga,
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, Indonesian Wonder for today will invite you to visit Mount Sibayak. Eco-friendly tourism is currently a trend among travelers, and it needs to get support due to a large impact to support the creation of a sustainable environment. Amid the new normal like today, if you want to really vertigo, just travel to Indonesia, where it still follows health protocols. Camping is an option for those of you who like adventure. Mount Sibayak in North Sumatra, with extraordinary charm, can be your next tourism destination. Being famous for its steamy sulfur smog and golden sunrises, Mount Sibayak, a volcano in North Sumatra, is an ideal place for trekking. If you like adventure, you can start the journey from two points, namely from the northwest of Brastagi or from the foot of Mount Sibaya. From there, you can explore the panorama of the waterfall. Then, you can take a trip to the exotic forest. Arriving at the top of Mount Sibaya, you can see clouds and sulfur smoke which come out of the volcanic fan. If the weather is sunny, you can also see the view of Mount Sinabung from a distance. Make sure you pack ecotourism essentials which are needed, such as reusable water bottles, tableware, food, drinks, and warm clothes. To avoid getting lost, especially due to sudden changes in the weather, you should use the services of a tour guide. From rich culture, stunning mountain views, to delicious cuisine, North Sumatra has them all and deserves to be named as one of the ideal ecotourism destinations. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is about buying medicine at the pharmacy, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Siapa Nama Anda? Siapa Nama Anda? Which means, what is your name? This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a pharmacy clerk. The clerk asks Dev's name, then Dev tells his name.
Maaf, siapa nama Anda?
Nama saya Dev Singh.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Siapa, siapa, which means who, but in this context means what. Nama Anda, nama Anda, which means your name. Siapa nama Anda, siapa nama Anda, which means what is your name. Siapa nama Bapak? Siapa nama Bapak? Which means, what is your name, sir? In the conversation, you hear the question, Siapa nama Anda? Siapa nama Anda? Which means, what is your name? In the question, there is a question word, Siapa? Siapa? Which means who? In this context, means what? If you want to ask someone's name, you can use the word siapa, siapa, which means who, in this context means what, followed by the word nama, which means name, and the pronoun or salutation. For example, bapak, bapak, which means sir. Besides, in the beginning of the question, the word siapa, siapa, can also be placed in the end. Let's listen to the other examples of asking someone's name. Siapa, siapa, which means who, in this context means what. Nama Anda siapa, nama Anda siapa, which means what is your name. Nama dia siapa, which means what is his name. The surname of Indonesian people is not always family name. For example, Ius Yusuf. Yusuf is not certainly a family name. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Maaf, siapa nama Anda?
Nama saya Dev Singh.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Berlalu meninggalkan semua.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from North Sumatra entitled Alusi Au. The song Alusi Au was composed by Nahum Situmorang. The lyrics of the song tell about everyone who has various dreams. Some people want wealth, success, or honor, and only himself wants affection and friendliness from his lover. Well, listener, here is the song from North Sumatra, Alusi Au by Vicky Sianipar featuring Trison Manurung. Happy listening!
bebas asal matar barita go warna tahi. Angolia untuk ngasih dosita-sita asing pangi doa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sigule, 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 s
Voice of Indonesia.
Togetherness in English Language Program Broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.